You know, how much of the advance work of, on the Colts was already done during the bye week, and then are you guys spending most of your day to day getting caught up and working on the Colts as coaches?
Well, again, we kind of, you know, broke some of the people in our staff up on all three potential opponents last week, so we had all the film work broken down and, you know, kind of information categorized and all that. And after the Colts won Saturday night, then we spent all day Sunday on the Colts, pending the outcome of the Cincinnati game. And once we saw that, then we just continued on the Colts. So today's really like a normal Tuesday for us. I think we're as caught up as we would normally be at this point on a normal week. But today we're a Tuesday. I mean, it's a Tuesday, but it's a Monday. But it's for the Saturday game. It's a Tuesday, and I think we're on schedule for that.
Okay, and one follow-up on that would be, Tom said on the radio this morning that, you know, most of the work the players did last week was on themselves. What kind of improvement, I mean, especially this deep into the year when you've got such a huge body of work, you know, what kind of improvements do you think that the team was able to make over the course of last week?
Well, really, we worked on everything. We worked on the running game, the passing game. We worked on situational football. Same thing, the kicking game. You know, things that are potentially that the three opponents that we could have faced, some things that they had in common. But probably, again, as Tom said, more importantly, things that we've had trouble with, things that we need to do better. In anticipation of, you know, teams looking at our last few games and seeing things on film that our opponents have had some success with against us, that we want to make sure that we have those things tightened up and that we, as I said, we spent quite a bit of time on situational football. Third down, red area, goal line, short yardage, 2 minute, end of game type things, stuff like that.
All right, thanks, Bill.
Yep, you're welcome.
Next question from Mike Reese, followed by Shalice Mandeville.
Good afternoon, Bill. I was curious, in your study on the Colts, since they lost Reggie Wayne, what you've noticed in terms of how opponents have tried to defend T.Y. Hilton, in terms of, have you noticed them matching up a specific defensive back against him, or would it be maybe going in another direction in terms of the opponent's plan against him?
Well, I think, you know, each team's kind of had their own way of doing things depending on what their personnel was and their scheme. You know, looks like some teams paid more attention to him. Other teams kind of did what they would normally do, like Kansas City. So, you know, and that's pretty common. I think you see that throughout the course of the year. And then you just have to decide based on your personnel and your scheme and how you feel the matchups are, then, you know, how you're going to play it. And we've all seen examples of playing teams twice a year where it might not be the same in the same year for whatever reason. So we'll look at all the games and all the teams that have played them and, you know, obviously take a note of the things that worked well, the things that didn't, but we may or may not be able to do those things based on what we have, what we do. So, you know, that's kind of a normal Tuesday thing, just going through all that process and all that information.
What are his strengths as a receiver?
Fast, he's quick, he's got very good ball skills. You know, he draws, I would say, a lot of defensive penalties, too. Yeah, because of his quickness and his ability to separate, not saying they all get called, but he, you know, he's got some defensive penalties as well as, you know, all the yards he's got, you know, catching the ball, and he's good after the catch. You know, he was their returner up in, I don't know, halfway through the season, whatever it was. So, obviously very good with the ball in his hands as well.
We all know that injuries happen every season, but this year it seems like the number of top-level players or players who, you know, normally would make a big impact on your team went down. Have you ever had your roster that stressed the way it has this year in past years?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to go back and we have to go back and look at it, but, you know, I'm not sure.
But are you pleased with the way that, you know, the things have responded and how players have responded that were called upon?
Yeah, I think our team has tried to compete hard every week, and, you know, they've prepared well, they've competed hard. Some weeks it's worked out, some weeks it hasn't, but you know, we've been in every game right down to the final possession, right down to the wire, and sometimes we've made the plays we needed to make to win, and a couple examples came up a little bit short, but I thought the competitiveness and the resolve, you know, the effort from the team were good. I mean, it wasn't always perfectly done, or not saying we always played great or anything, but I thought we always competed hard and, you know, put a real high effort on the field.
Bill, regarding injuries, I read that Indianapolis has used 36 offensive players this year, most in the league. How much, with a first-year coordinator, has their scheme evolved during the course of the season with all the different guys that have come and gone?
You know, Bob, they're very much of a game plan offense, and what you see them doing in one game is not necessarily, you know, what you see them doing in another game. They've used a lot of, you know, bigger people groupings, fullbacks, tight ends. And then yesterday or whatever it was, Saturday against Kansas City, it was almost all 11 personnel, three receivers and a tight end. But that kind of comes and goes depending on the game plan and the matchups and, you know, whatever other factors they have. So we've seen a lot of different combinations offensively from the Colts. And we know that they had a lot of success last week against Kansas City, and we certainly got to be ready for that. Maybe that'll be what we'll get, but maybe that was more of a game plan thing for Kansas City. Maybe they'll look at us differently. Maybe they won't. We'll just have to wait until Saturday to see on that. But he's Pep looks like a very game plan oriented coach, and it's hard to predict exactly what they're going to do, you know, from game to game.
Mm-hmm. And regarding consistent principles defensively, Lux mobility, is there some carryover in your approach with Cam Newton, Ben Roethlisberger quarterbacks that can create a lot of problems with their legs when you defend Andrew Luck?
You know, I think each guy's kind of got his own strengths. And like Roethlisberger's not really that dangerous to, you know, run for a lot of yardage, but he's very hard to bring down and extends plays in the pocket. Whereas a guy like Newton can gain a lot of yards if he gets some space. You know, Lux maybe somewhere in between. I mean, he's certainly capable of making plays with his feet, you know, gaining yardage, but he's also very good at extending plays, and slide in the pocket or even getting out of the pocket and, you know, giving his receivers a chance to scramble and get open, uncover. And so he does all those things, uses all those tools. So certainly doing a good job on him and trying to force the ball out on time. Will be important, as it always is. But, you know, he's made a lot of plays, both running and I think it's what their third leading rusher or something like that. He's got, you know, he's got some yardage to run the ball, but he also extends plays and, you know, gives the receivers a chance to, you know, adjust their routes. And he does a nice job getting his eyes downfield, finding them, kind of like Roethlisberger does. So I think he's got multiple elements there to his game.
Yeah, Bill, obviously the Colts won, but they did give up 44 points. You have some outstanding defensive players, but did you see vulnerabilities in their defense that perhaps you could take advantage of this weekend?
I mean, every game you go into, you feel like you can do something. So, you know, I'm sure we'll get our game plan together, work on it this week, and go into the game, you know, feeling that we, you know, have plays that we can use to move the ball. How exactly all those will pan out, that's what we're working on. But, I mean, I don't think we've ever played a team that we didn't feel like that against. So I'm sure we'll feel that way this week, too.
So were there any signs of weaknesses there that perhaps, you know, you saw that might come in handy this week? Specific plays, specific individuals?
Well, I mean, again, whenever you watch a team, you know, you watch Kansas City play Indianapolis, Kansas City has different players than we do. They run a different scheme than we do. So, it's, you know, I mean, we're not going to change our offense and, you know, put in all the plays that they run. We're going to, you know, maybe we might get an idea or two from that game and any other games they played before that, but we're not going to, you know, change our wholesale offense just because, you know, we saw somebody else do something. That's what they do. So we'll try to find things that we can do that we feel like we can attack the Colts with. I'm sure that we'll have those in the game plan. I mean, it's no different than any other week. I hope we can find something that, you know, we can move the ball with, but you don't have to go out there and execute it and but do it at a high level.
Bill, your team is 9-0 this year when you've rushed 30-plus times in a game. And I'm just wondering what you make of that statistic.
Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of those rushes came when we're ahead. So, you know, it's easy when you're ahead in the fourth quarter to, you know, to want to run the ball. Problem is, you know, getting to that point. So, I don't think that statistic is that significant. But significant is, you know, how you get the lead to put yourself in that situation in the game. And get 12, 14 carries in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's going to get you up to 30 rushes normally. So.
Just as a follow-up to that, there's actually quite a few games this year. New Orleans trailing for the game, Denver trailing for the game, your 30-plus rushes. A couple of games, other games earlier in the season where it was pretty even and you guys had 30 rushes. I know the last two games were closeout, but there were quite a few situations where it appeared you guys persevered with the run even though you were behind and it paid off.
Right, well, I mean, there's, you know, always an element to, if you can balance off your offense, to try to balance it off and give the defense more things to work on. But, you know, again, in some of those games, you know, when a team's playing any more to throw the ball, then that gives you more opportunities to run. If a team's playing any more to run the ball, then that gives you more opportunities to throw it. And I think, again, the most important thing for us has always been moving the ball and scoring points. It's not about how many runs or how many passes or how many times we throw the ball to this guy or how many times that guy carries the ball. It's about trying to match up and attack our opponents and score points. I think that's, you know, really the measure of what you do offensively is can you score points? Can you score enough points to win? And, you know, all the other stats you want to throw in there are irrelevant, but not as important as scoring. And then on the flip side of it, of course, is the turnover. So we can score points and not turn the ball over. Probably going to win a lot of games in this league. If you're not scoring a lot of points, and if you turn the ball over, probably not winning very many games. So to me, that's really what it comes down to. I mean, however that happens, so if you throw it 50 times or run it 50 times, either one could be good as long as you're achieving your goal. Moving the ball and scoring points and not turning it over.